This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's skylightframe.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A drip, drop, flip, flop, beep, it up, beep, bop.
Okay. Look, I didn't know what to expect because this is the closest to the morning that I think we've asked Mike to scat. And Mike is not known as a morning or afternoon guy.
Yeah, I'm right there with him.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when I wake up, there's about 722 messages from Andrew Holloway and his cups of coffee.
And company.
Sure.
Early birds.
It is mostly you with a couple responses to what you're posting. You usually have some coffee emojis that have flames coming like posted.
Do those resonate?
Oh, yeah. I know what's going on in your life when by the time I wake up and see that you're 2 hours into
a solid
work day. We're
in different time zones.
Yes, we are.
I think your response to what Jason was saying that has, you know, brought something up to me that I've never really thought about. Why are we so at ends? That's a phrase,
right? I don't think.
No, it's a perfect.
At odds? At odds.
At odds ends. I don't know. There's something.
Keep
there.
Our ends out of it.
Turn a phrase.
Right. Which we are masters of. Morning people and night people.
Mm-hmm.
Night owls, I believe, is what they're called. There's no night people.
Yeah, it's
thank you,
it's
Jason.
Also it's early worms and night owls.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, that's very fair. Let's just all shake hands. Like,
you think we need to get along?
Yeah, because you could tell.
We're complimentary.
You could tell by when Jason was talking about it, you felt like you had to come into the defense.
That's true.
Of morning people, and it's like,
I feel a level of resentment at how much he has to catch up on.
And it shouldn't be that way. Because your body is
beautiful.
Hardwired.
Oh, gotcha.
It's a wonderland, as our good friend JM would say.
Yeah.
But your body is just wired that way. I have tried. Like, tried for years and years and years.
How old is
years.
Your oldest? 14?
13? About to be 14.
So that's how many years you've tried.
Like, I've tried to become a morning person. I still wake up early very frequently. My body never, ever likes it.
Adapted?
Never ever. I was just talking to my wife about this of because she was saying, you know, I want to get more active and work out, because I had gotten in a workout regimen of doing it in the morning, and it's terrible. It is. These people are like, just get up and rise and shine. No, it's awful.
Who's the
every single time? It's terrible.
Who's the actor that's part of the 3 a.m. club?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's always
and
The Rock. The Rock and him get up super early.
Because those guys are like, well, you sleep for 3 hours. And I'm like, sir, are a filthy liar.
They are wired different. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I was reading...
human beings are not wired to survive on 3 to 4 hours of sleep.
Right, but we know they're not human beings. Like, that's that's widely accepted. They are lizard people. But I was reading Atomic Habits, and one of the things is like, what you say about yourself causes you to believe it. So if you say, like, I'm not a morning person,
I believe that. Yeah,
but that's nonsense, because I mean there is some truth to that for sure, but I've seen it. Like, I started doing the same thing with me. Like, I'm not gonna say I'm not a morning person. I can get up, I can be a morning person. It just takes 20 years of practice, and then maybe someday I'll be a morning person, because I mean, it don't work.
There is truth to a positive mindset. I believe that. But I think that your body...
self-fulfilling prophecies if you say, like, I am... It's like the introversion, extroversion. I know people are introverts and people are extroverts. But it doesn't do an introvert very much good when they need to go out and do something to say, oh, I'm just this other kind of person.
Right.
Because then it self-fulfills. It's like, I'm not...
That sounds like an extrovert talking.
See, I think... Yeah, maybe. Although
you don't go home after the party, you're like, good Lord. Oh, I hope I never have to talk to another person for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, I see what Andy's saying.
Like, people can be partially not morning people and partially night owls.
Yeah, and
you can still do it. Like, I can still get up in the morning, but it sucks every time.
Right.
If it is a negative thing, right? If it's a hardship upon you,
right?
It doesn't do you a service to constantly remind you. You know, it's like, I deal with anxiety. Yeah, I just want everybody to know I have anxiety. Well, the more you say that, the less helpful it is to you, because now you are really, really confident in your anxiety. Not that you don't deal with anxiety, but maybe don't, like, wear the shirt that says I have anxiety.
Back to the original point is, morning people shouldn't feel like they're under attack from night people, in the same way that night people shouldn't feel like they're under attack from morning people.
Now I'm picturing, like, we're in Blade and there's daywalkers and I don't know what's happening.
We change shifts. You clunk
the
in.
Vampires are certainly not morning people.
Correct.
Yeah. Who wins? Okay.
And they're the sexiest of monsters
in a war. Okay, because I presume in about 40 years there will be a war between the night owls and the morning people, because
morning people are toast.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Or do they
fight in the darkness?
We're used to the night and the darkness. Uh-huh. They need that sunrise to really get going. But I also wonder
coffee dependent people.
If their diligence and, you know, early, if they attack early, I mean, that could be a real problem.
We might still be awake.
Oh, that's true. We can wrap around.
That's right.
Okay.
You can wrap around. Right.
So
if you call the morning the night, will you feel better?
Oh, absolutely.
The greater point being, we should all be able to get along, but night people are superior.
Right. Yes. Perfect.
That's the point of your whole.
Yes.
Okay. I had to work through it, but we got there.
So now I need to defend myself again. All right. Welcome into the Spitballers. Sandy, Mike, and Jason with you. We're going to kick it off with a review.
Reviewosaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Corey Saluti, PSA to Fathers, 5 stars. This is my first ever Apple Podcast review. I felt this necessary. Fathers, husbands, be aware. Not beware, be aware. Andy, Mike, and Jason are so funny. You should be aware of listening to this show when your wife has had a really bad day, or when putting your kids to bed, plus so many more family situations. Your desire to take care of your family is no match for the instinctual need to laugh at this hilarious show. You will make your wife's day worse. You will wake your child up. Be aware, be responsible, but keep listening.
So your wife has a bad day, and if you have the AirPods in, you may chuckle too much for your wife's bad day.
I have
so many suggestions.
I have a PSA for Corey. maybe take the AirPods out and share this with your wife and children. You'll all have a good time.
Yeah, you're keeping it a little bit secret.
Yeah, well, and it's like if you get home and you're like, oh, man, we all can read it, the spouse, like, there's something has gone wrong here. You don't look at him like, you sure seem grumpy. Plop, AirPods in. Yeah. I'm out of here. Corey, don't be putting your kids to bed while you're listening to the podcast.
Thank you for the review.
Hey, but hey, tell your friends about the show.
Would you rather?
All right, Spencer from the website. Would you rather have the voice of Sam Elliott?
Okay. Beef brisket.
Or Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I didn't
see. I can't do a Morgan.
I don't think any of us. Oh, no, but let's try it out,
go
Andy.
Go for it.
Oh, I remember Andy Dufresne.
Okay.
That's not bad. It's not good. But
it's
I know.
It's a lot of pressure. I need to work into it. You know how you do an impression?
Yeah.
You got to like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think impression people, like, they have that word.
Right.
That you're like, okay,
that's the only phrase I ever go to when I try to do a mediocre Morgan
You have
Freeman.
To say
I have
Andy
to
Dufresne.
Say Andy Dufresne. Sam Elliott, do you get the mustache?
No.
Do you want the mustache? I don't
Are
want
you required
the...
to grow it once you have the voice?
I don't think you're required, but should you choose to grow a mustache with that voice, the mustache is now not creepy, but pretty cool. Because there are creepy mustaches, for sure.
I want the Sam Elliott voice.
Without question, I want the Sam. There is almost nothing I am more jealous of when if I'm watching TV, if I'm watching movies, you know, they've all got great bodies. You know, these are celebrities and actors who care for their bodies and their crafts, you know, unlike me. And so you might be like, oh, I'm so jealous of, you know, the athletic swimmer type body they have. No, what I am truly jealous of.
You want the voice.
Are the voices of these certain men who can no longer be a bad actor. Genuinely,
interesting.
They couldn't say something in a way that appears or comes across as a bad actor because their voice is so deep and so specific that you just believe and trust everything they say. I've seen it a million times in shows, and and I'm so jealous of it.
The word that you said there was the one I was going to go to, which is trust. And there's a reason, like, if I hear a British actor or actress, for whatever reason, I trust them more.
They're smarter.
And the only American voice inflection that I trust is like a Sam Elliott Morgan Freeman, where you are narrating with authority. If you walk it, like, the success that they could have in so many fields simply because of their voice.
Yeah.
I want Sam Elliott simply because I want to grow the mustache and become a full cowboy.
Yeah, you lean towards the cowboy for sure. I guess the reason
The morning people. The cowboys. They get up early with the...
Yeah, that's true. Cowboys have to be early risers, right? Yeah.
Yes, and you have...
Yeah, I've seen Yellowstone.
Like, you have the coffee in the metal tin.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's
You're
still,
chewing the ground.
It's 50%, like, half-grown-up beans in there.
But I would go, I'm pretty confident here, Sam Elliott's voice is lower than Morgan Freeman's voice, right?
I believe so, yes.
And it's not just lower in, like, the octave, you know, where some people, like Shaq, you can't understand anything he's saying because...
What was that?
That sounded like a cruise ship.
Did that come through the microphone?
I had to.
I hope so. I had to bring it up because there's a cruise ship outside the door.
We're at the port right now. This is incredible.
We've done probably 2,000 shows in this studio over the last 5 years between footballers and this. That is the single loudest horn I have ever heard. I mean, that was...
Very impressive.
Yeah. Wow.
I am actually curious. If it's not a boat, it has to be a train. And we're not at a station here. Nor a port. Like, they have brought, you know, on the back of some semi-truck a locomotive right to our back door.
That's how it works. You were making a point?
I was. I don't remember it. It was probably about how sexy Sam Elliott's deep voice
is. It was that his octave is lower and something.
Yeah, his voice is low and growly, but it's not like this low octave like Shaq where you can't
beef.
where you like can't understand what's being said. Yeah.
Like Shaq's voice is like a bass line.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's all, I mean, he's gigantic though. So I mean, just, I imagine his vocal cords are also large.
Yeah, I mean, if you just imagine like okay, the amount of air that can vibrate.
Yeah.
It's like I'm guessing his neck is 1 yard wide. So that's just a lot of space for air to go. I've never been in the presence of giants, but
yeah, I mean,
I remember the only NBA player I've stood right next to, like shaking hands with, was Charles Barkley, and this was,
and he's a shorter fellow.
He is for NBA standards. He's a shorter fellow.
Knucklehead.
It was the largest. I mean,
but he was still. So you're saying he was still big.
He was bigger than anything I could imagine a human being could be. Like, I was blown away by how monstrous he was, and then to think that there are people that dwarf him is so outrageous.
So which one are you going with officially, Mike?
Shaq.
Officially, Jason. Okay, you go, Shaq. Sam Elliott, Morgan Freeman.
I'm going the Morgan Freeman. Like, if we're going with the trustworthy voice, I feel like Morgan Freeman has more range.
You like the cadence?
Yeah.
You like the speed?
Like
he can't talk fast. Fast before.
No, you just take it low and slow.
Oh, Mike.
I would agree with you. He's got more range.
Yes.
Like, you're kind of typecast when you're growly.
Yeah.
And Morgan Freeman certainly has more range. I just
Sam Elliott's done a good job with it, though. He's been in a lot of stuff.
A cowboy.
Have you seen him? I mean, he's been in a couple movies without the mustache. It will shake you to your core.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really
super
weird.
You know how people, when they don't have a beard, they have a soft jaw?
Yes.
He has a soft upper lip. I mean, it's like...
Oh, I understand then, Mr. Sam Elliott. I have a negative top lip. It does not exist.
When you don't have a mustache, it's a very strange
yes.
world.
Yeah, I have one lip. was thinking about, Sam's voice. My grandfather, he had a very, very deep voice as well, but he was a smoker since a very, very young man, and it changed. I was like, I wonder, does Sam Elliott talked about that? So I Google.
I'm sure he's been a smoker.
But I Google, is Sam Elliott a smoker? But the interesting thing here is the top result is an Amazon.com Alexa, and it says, does Sam Elliott smoke? Answer, Sam Elliott do smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Alexa.
Is that AI is bringing us these days?
The top result.
Yes, it is.
From the Google machine.
Answer.
Sam Elliott do smoking.
I see it. I Googled it. You're not lying.
Well, you remember the old ads from the 90s. Kids, don't do smoking.
Yeah.
Don't do smoke.
Don't do smoke, kid.
I was so jealous of these.
This is your brain on smoke.
I was so jealous of these type of voices that I actually got a corn cob pipe. I tried to just like destroy my vocal cords so I could sound better. I'm like, this sucks. I don't like this at all. So I stopped. But I legitimately was
it's
like, oh, I don't know. You want a low voice or you want cancer? And I was like, give me that voice.
Wow. All right. Allie from the website. Would you rather go back to the very first mobile phone you ever had forever? Or go back to the very first TV you ever had forever.
Oh, brother.
Now, you guys are much older than me, obviously.
By about a year.
Yeah. However, I mean, we're from different kind of like decades. No, we're not from different decades.
No.
We're living in different, you guys are in
the 40s.
And I'm in the 30s. That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
However, unfortunately, I'm old enough to have had my first TV be a black and white television.
Oh.
So I would be 100% stuck in black and white.
Wow, that's crazy.
And
I don't remember my first TV.
I remember my first TV, but it wasn't black and white. I didn't think people
But
in
it was
our
a
hand-me-down.
Generation. It was like the parents had, we had a color television, but then how everyone has like the sick TV or something where like, when your kid is sick, you bring it into the room so they can watch TV.
Okay.
I don't think everyone has that.
Yeah.
It was a little black and white television, and they're all box TVs, and it would be brought in if I was sick. It was covered in viruses. And what I'm saying is I can live with just a phone that makes a phone call. I could totally live with that.
Can you?
Probably.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, because I can see, here's the loophole there. is I can text on my computer.
It's not about texting. Like the it's
then what's the big deal?
Information.
All the app functionality, airplane tickets. Now you're back to having to print them out.
You don't need to be so
going to a
quick
concert. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like I have
airplane tickets is a problem. Concert tickets is a problem.
I've been through this with my kids. Of like, well, what phone do you give them? Because we don't. Because
you know, you wanted to give them a dumb phone,
right? We're trying to be protective of like, let's not get them into social media just yet. Let's give them some more time. So let's go with this phone. And you're like, man, that phone's dumb. there are a lot of things. Like we go, we're a Disney family. We go to Disneyland a lot.
That's your tickets.
And like that's your tickets to get in. That's your fast pass
so
tickets.
So would you watch a black and white television that's 13 inches?
No, I'd watch TV on my phone. I'd pull it out and I'd watch this little six-inch screen and I'd be living life.
Dude, they're so high def.
That is the right answer to the question.
It's got
to
be a phone. I was thinking like, you know, you've got 2FA for a lot of different things. Where
not anymore.
No, you can't access anything without a smartphone. It has to be the phone that you grab.
All right, you're right.
What was your first phone?
I believe my first phone was like maybe one of those old Cricket like phones.
Was it? Oh, so the smaller?
Yeah, it didn't even flip.
It wasn't a flip.
It was like a Nokia looking.
So my first phone, I remember it very clearly. It was a Nokia kind of like the bar phone.
Yeah.
But it did flip. It flipped. It had a little cover.
Oh, it was a flip cover?
It was just a flip cover that covered the numbers and you could flip that out
for no reason. Like a dust cover.
Right, like a dust cover.
That's not even where the microphone was.
No. You could have ripped that thing off and been fine.
So it was
fine.
Just, that was a phone in a case. Was it actually attached to the phone?
No, it was attached to the phone.
It had a hinge and everything.
Yeah, it had a hinge and you flip it open and pretend like you're on Star Trek.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Yeah. I had the Nokia bar phone, and it had no vibrate function. So like
only
you either had you had your ringer on or you had it just silent. So when you don't a few years later when you upgrade to the next phone, you're like, look at this thing on silent. I know that you're calling.
Yeah, that's so crazy. What happened to Nokia?
Phones got smart. The iPhone came in like a giant and smashed everybody.
All right. I guess we all know the right answer there. We got to keep the phones.
Yep.
Scott from Patreon, would you rather always be overdressed or underdressed for any occasion? You guys have already proven that my first impulse here today on this show could be wrong, and you've corrected me. My first impulse here is I'd rather be overdressed.
That is the correct answer.
Because I can be complimented. Like, somebody might notice it, but when they notice it, it is like, oh, look how dapper you are. The other direction is pure embarrassment. It is like, if you're at an event, and I'm going to go, my mental picture of being underdressed is somehow I'm wearing a bacon neck t-shirt, and it's wrinkly.
You're like
and
some basketball shorts.
And it's wrinkly, and some basketball shorts, or a pair of sweats to the Super Bowl, whatever. And and then...
It's a fancy event.
And then everybody around you is... You're the bum, man. Yeah.
See, here's the problem
with this.
Or are
you the cool guy?
You could pull that off.
You just gotta get some tattoos.
If you have tattoos...
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But, then I mean, it's a choice. It's art.
It's like Adam Sandler's just like, whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's
I wear
true.
Basketball shorts everywhere because I don't care.
Yeah, but to be fair,
depends how rich you are.
He's Adam Sandler and people know that. So you're not going to, you know, if some random person you don't know shows up in basketball shorts, you'd view it very different than going, because when Adam Sandler shows up in basketball shorts, you don't say this. You don't say, oh my gosh, he's in basketball shorts. You say this. You say, oh my gosh, that's Adam Sandler. So
that's the problem. Is Mike, if you're underdressed at an event, but you're covered in, you know, tattoos and other aesthetic choices, piercings and things, people are just like, that's his look. If I show up that way, it's like he made a mistake. You know, he should have put something on. He's a lazy bum.
Now, here's the problem with this. It says you're always overdressed. So when we're here at the studio.
It is uncomfortable.
When we're here at the studio, I'm in a button-up, right? Because we don't need that. And for me, I would be in jeans and a button-up. I would be overdressed for here. But when we go to the wedding, I'm not in a suit. I should be in a suit. Yeah. I'm overdressed. I'm in a tuxedo.
That's fair.
And it's not my wedding.
You're at like the gym and right. you're in a suit.
Yeah, I mean this is a problem.
On the elliptical, just hitting a hard 30 minutes.
Could
so
you
sweaty.
Imagine.
I don't know if you ever get to wear shorts in that choice.
Oh no, no, never.
Shorts can never be an overdress unless.
Unless you're in the shower. That's the only place where you're overdressed
yes,
in shorts.
So you have shower shorts.
Yeah. You do have to be overdressed in the shower.
Could you imagine the visual to me of seeing a guy working out in a
yes,
suit
very
on the elliptical is hysterical. I want
to toss the tie over the shoulder. We saw the same thing.
I want to do this. I want to dress up in a suit because I get real sweaty and just go work out, get some good social content going.
That is
excuse me, where's your coat check?
Underdressed means I will be in sweats all the time. Sweats or shorts.
Oh, that's a good life.
Hey, do I feel like I've reached enough levels of Adam Sandler? Like, how many degrees below?
I think I'm taking the underdressed because the amount of
live times, your life.
The amount of times that being overdressed will or being underdressed will be a problem.
Right.
Is much, you know, it's
the parent-teacher conferences.
Parent-teacher conferences, funerals, that
weddings.
One's going to be the big problem.
Funerals
is way worse than a wedding.
You're right.
A wedding, I'm going to feel like, oh, man, I'm embarrassed, I'm underdressed.
I'm going to have
at a funeral,
I'm going to say no suits allowed.
Well, that's
another
that's
issue.
Great.
But like,
but then I'm underdressed
thank you, by
for
the way.
That.
Yeah. So he's naked.
So now
you're in bathing trunks.
Yes. I'm in.
It's a disrespectful thing at funerals, what you're
exactly.
Gonna say.
So, but thankfully.
This is how much I cared.
Thankfully, I don't go to many funerals. Oh. And I would like to continue that trend. You know, but I would rather live 99% of my time comfortable than 100% of my time uncomfortable
I'm starting to
up
think
at fancy
about
events.
What a thing to be able to brag about is that I don't go to many funerals. all my friends and family, we stay living.
Yeah, I've never been to a funeral.
I don't go.
Yeah,
the shoes.
Oh yeah,
you're
fancy
always,
shoes. What are you doing when you go to a basketball game?
That's what I mean. Like, what is this rule with dress shoes? Of like, they need to be mostly uncomfortable.
I don't know. There's no reason that the inside of a nice tennis shoe can't be the inside of a nice dress
right.
shoe. There's none.
Now, maybe like the super high-end fancy ones that I've never experienced. That
are super cozy?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, you've experienced them?
Oh, I've had.
Because I go down to the Kohl's
he
and I
put them
up
on
some
with
Steve
the corn
Madden's.
Cob pipe that one day.
I mean, I don't know how outrageous, but like I've had a $300 pair of like fancy shoes.
Okay, that seems like that is a price that
should be comfortable.
That should be a comfortable fancy shoe.
I can assure you it is not comfortable. I can assure you, but on the bright side, when you're wearing fancy shoes that are uncomfortable, they also require you to wear the thinnest socks imaginable so you can feel every ounce of that uncomfortable shoe. You're not allowed to have cushy socks.
Yeah.
They're like, no, this really hard piece of leather needs to dig into your ankle.
That is so true.
Why do we do this?
Dress socks are like the same material as pantyhose. Yeah. They're the other part of the pantyhose that just
they just cut the top off.
It was a tube, and then they just cut the top off.
Right. If you actually look at women's capris, those are that's how they make them. They're just the bottoms were cut off and made into men's dress socks. Capri leggings.
Yeah, it's called comfydressclothes.com. Let's start it up.
We got to fix these shoes.
All right. We should probably move on.
All right.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you.
Okay. Al, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
You have given me some choices here.
There's a list.
Yeah, of what's the difference options. And, you know, we tend to put the debate ends with us.
Right. This
and
is
these
finality.
These things get brought up and then we close the book and then they print the book or whatever. I don't know how that works. But let's begin here. What is the difference between an abscess, a cyst, and a boil?
Mm. Okay.
Well, let's get real juicy.
Okay.
So I feel like a cyst and a boil,
I know the difference there.
You do?
Yeah, okay. That one is easy.
I feel, to me, like a boil looks like at any moment it could explode.
Yeah,
it should be almost popping, right?
A thin membrane, and maybe you could see like...
Is it jostling?
Yeah, you could. It's just like a jello. You know, like if you poke it, you'll see the liquid shifting around, where a cyst is, it's a little bit thicker covered.
A boil is something that once was a cyst, and now you can't look at. A boil is disgusting. A boil is something that... Now, when I say you
can't... Are they always in groups? Boils?
No, boils don't always have to be.
You got a single boil.
You have a single boil, absolutely, 100%. It's come to the surface. It's always going to have some red to it. And you either can't look at it, or if it's really special, you can't look away from it. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like a boil always has to be connected to a disease. Like a cyst can happen outside of a disease. A boil, I feel like, needs to be in the symptom list of a disease.
Well, that's a common misnomer, Andy, and I completely understand where you're getting this, because when you look at someone with a boil, you assume
their disease,
leprosy,
right?
Some kind of deathly illness boilitis. Is upon them. Boilitis.
Yes.
My
boils are really inflamed.
It's because of how bad it looks.
They're not my normal boils.
Right. Usually I got a cyst. This is a boil because it's disgusting.
Can they go back and forth?
So I believe...
Or is this
the
only a
one-time way,
transformation?
If you disinflate or uninflate a boil, does it become...
I believe...
That's quite a show today.
Scientifically speaking.
Disinflate. highway to spell, Andy. Yeah. Your word is disinflate. Mm-hmm.
Or what is the origin of that word? It's not actually a word. So spell it how you want.
I feel like if you drain a boil, it just grows into a boil again later. But if you drain an abscess,
under enough pressure,
it's gone.
Oh.
Because
now,
like,
so I don't know what an abscess is.
Well, that's part of
Jason,
the question.
People are here for these things.
No, but that's why there's three of us, man. We come together with our knowledge. I know the boils. And the best way
there's fluid in all of these.
I don't know if there's... Is there fluid in a cyst?
An abscess.
Yes.
A cyst is... It's fluid's middle name.
Fluid? Oh, I didn't realize that. I know you talk about getting rid of a boil. The boil has come so far to the surface, its only way out is out. It's going
to
explode.
Is a boil like a... to me, a boil is like a blister.
It's a skin bomb.
Yeah. Think of a teenage zit that has gone to be the size of a quarter.
It has to. Oh, it's a scale.
That's
a scale thing, right? Because a pimple is like a baby boil.
It's like a baby boil.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, see, I thought that was a cyst because it's more covered up. A boil, it, to me, is like
how surface
bubbly.
Level is
no,
it?
No, but you know, like a white head on a zit where it's like that's
reached the exterior.
That's a baby boil.
It's a baby boil.
Oh, I think that's a cyst.
A cyst can be underneath the skin quite a bit.
Again, you just go back to the look at it test. If it's a crazy whitehead, you got to either avoid looking at it or you can't.
Okay.
You can't avoid. And so now you know it's in the boil family.
Are
that's
you
a
looking
baby
at a cyst?
No, you don't look at a cyst. You go, oh, I wonder what that is. I don't care.
You drain a cyst, right?
All are poppable?
No, I don't think an abscess is not poppable.
Yeah.
No.
You can't, that's carvable.
Yeah, you have to carve an abscess out.
But it's got liquid in it.
There's some liquid, yeah.
Okay.
So they all have...
Yeah, I'm with Jason. I don't know what an abscess is.
They're all, they're all trying to get to the surface.
Well, yeah, because the liquid doesn't want to
be in
your body.
Maybe it's just three levels. Abscess is the deepest level, mm-hmm. Cyst is the middle level, and boil is the top level.
Perfect. It's the disgusting top
we
level.
Did
that's
it.
Right.
Okay. Am I allowed to move on
yes.
at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, we answered it.
Okay.
Disinflate the next question.
All right. What's the difference between... This one might be easy, but what's the difference between being kidnapped, abducted, and taken hostage?
Okay.
Do you have to be a kid to be kidnapped? No. Although that's a weird...
Or a goat.
I feel like adults borrowed that. Like, kids had that as their term.
Right. They had that on lockdown.
Yeah. And then adults
and we
are
took
like,
it away from
I was also kidnapped. No, you weren't. You were adult napped.
Kidnapped is when you are taken from your comfortable places. Okay. Your home.
Okay. Yeah.
Your grocery store. You, when you're abducted, you're usually like out of
yes.
your city,
or there's aliens involved.
For sure. That's the extreme of the geography. Geography comes into being abducted.
Aliens don't kidnap people.
Can it? Yeah. That's the question.
No,
they can't.
No, they're too far away.
Yeah, they only abduct.
Abduction is about geography. So abduction has to have distance involved, has to have a great deal of distance.
It vertical distance or horizontal
Either one. As the crow flies. So
I feel like you have to be abducted from your home?
No. You can. If I were traveling to Mexico, I can be abducted in Mexico, absolutely.
But you could be taken hostage there, and you could be kidnapped.
Hostage is just a matter of, are they asking for something in return for you? That's everyone knows
or
that.
Or shielding. Are they cowards and hiding behind you?
Using you as a shield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meat shields are hostages.
Now, can an alien take someone hostage?
No.
I don't think so. Because
we don't use the same currency.
Right. that is the big issue.
Give me your largest supply of Florgensblels.
I don't have... What?
We're all out, man.
This guy's not hostage. He's been abducted.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well done, Mike. But are we trying to return kidnap just the kids?
I would like to.
Would that mean you're man-napped? Like, what is it if you're going with...
No, adult.
Yeah, adult-napped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we got to keep kidnapped then.
And then if you're, like, really old, you're elder-napped.
Right. But nobody's napping the elders.
No. They're already napping.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time for another one of these?
Let's do one more.
All right. What is the difference between, let's go with a stomach, a belly, and a gut?
Oh, yeah, brother.
A stomach, a belly, and a gut.
Okay. Well, a stomach is the smallest of the three for sure.
It's internal.
Yeah, it's the scientific.
It's the organ.
Yeah. It's just the regular thing.
Yeah. I don't think people normally say, like, man, he's got a huge stomach.
No,
because that's an internal. Like, I'm just thinking, because the other ones, you're like, oh, he's got a huge belly, or you got a huge gut. Those can describe the physical appearance. If you have a huge stomach relative to other stomachs, no one's noticing.
Yeah, right. In most stomachs, even a larger fella, their stomach is not going to be like that much bigger.
What's
right?
funny is stomach, I think, is tied into the word tummy. And if you said someone has a huge tummy, I would know what you're talking about with their size.
Well, and stomach, it is for all people.
Yes.
A gut is really for guys. Girls, you know what I mean? Like a gut.
Like a beer gut.
Well, yeah. I mean, a beer belly can go everywhere, but a beer gut, the girl's not going to have a beer gut. You know what I mean?
Like, and it only goes out the front.
Only out the front. Gut is really dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, very, very dangerous.
Do tell.
Well, because
tell me more.
I mean, that's just science. If you've got a big gut, you're
now the gut can spill, right? There's spillage. Like, that's how you get the tire. You can, like, the spare tire.
He's talking about this because we were saying.
I'm just saying, if the gut's out the front, eventually there is some overage, like some like over the rim.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It spills out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. Yeah, though, guts can have a lot of spillage. You're talking about the belt line.
I'm talking about,
spills over the belt line.
Yeah.
What was the other? Oh, belly?
But belly and gut. I mean, is belly include the belt line?
Belly goes higher. Belly goes up to, like, just under just under the pectoralis.
Beer belly, beer majoris. Gut. What's the difference? Same?
Say beer belly and what?
Beer gut.
One's a dude. The beer gut's on a dude.
Really?
Yeah, and the beer belly can be
You will
on
not
everybody.
Appropriate a gut to a woman.
I think it's disrespectful. I think
you would go beer belly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
because
everyone can get a beer belly.
A gut implies visceral fat. And visceral fat, that's what I'm saying. That's the danger zone. You know, and I don't want to put women in danger here.
Okay. At what point does it become a gut? How far forward or how far over
can you see your shoes? Standing straight up.
Okay.
Looking straight down. Can you see your shoes?
Okay.
If you
just out of curiosity.
As a gut.
Yeah. You know, Andy's got a really important question here.
Can you see your shoes?
I can, but that's because I wear size 13 shoes. So part of whether you have a gut is how big are your feet. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Oh, so you have a little more room.
I've got more room to go.
How much shoelace can you see?
Yeah. Oh, well, let's not talk about shoelaces. I can see the toes. You know, that's.
Is there a chance at some point you will make a decision to buy larger shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got room to
Did
grow.
Did you lose weight?
No. These are size 15s.
He's actually only got size 9 feet. He's in 13s right now.
The idea that you're wearing some clown shoes and people are convinced.
This isn't a gut.
They're convinced you've lost weight. He starts wearing these size 20 clown shoes and people
man,
are like,
you're looking
good, man.
Really svelte.
Wow, this guy. Compared to those shoes.
It's all the ratio.
Oh, man, I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well, that's why people listen, is to learn things like that.
I am dying.
Oh, man.
All right, we're gonna move on.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting the best ways to spend a rainy day. And I'm going to throw in a little bit of rainy day context here, at least for the three of us, because I know there are lots of places in the world where it rains regularly. And
yeah, I live my life. I go to work.
Yeah. And people,
not here.
People that have rain don't understand. There are people that have fled rain to come to Arizona because we don't get a lot of rain. And because we don't get a lot of rain, we videotape it. Like, that's what happens. Like, people are excited when it rains here. I remember growing up in school, and this is what this question brings it up a little bit to me, is if you had a rainy day in school, which people have all over the world, our schools function totally differently.
Yeah.
They'd give them rainy day schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Your recess goes indoors. It's a special day as a kid because you're watching videos and you're doing stuff. So rain is a special thing out here in Arizona, where I think we always appreciate it. Am I right?
We always appreciate the first hour of rain, yes. But okay, we are still people that complain about everything. So if it's raining too long, I get sick of it rather quickly. But yes, when it comes, it's like, oh, good, we got some rain.
And
now,
go
away.
I'm a little disappointed that I don't have a top two pick here, because I think there are some real winners, things I want to be doing on my rainy day that I'm not going to get to do because you guys are going to take them. Mike, you have the first pick.
It is a rainy day, so for the most part, I'm trying to avoid going outside because I don't want to get too damp. And while I'm inside, and I got some time to kill, fellas, finally I have time. I'm going to fire up the video games.
It was the number one pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I'm sad.
You can't stop me because I can't go out.
Yeah. You want to go do the yard, honey?
Oh,
nope. Can't do the yard.
Can't possibly do that.
Want to take the kids to the park? No.
No. Yeah. I'm going to take them to school and say, pick up the sticks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is so with Andy.
Did we just ruin your whole list?
No. But I'm viewing this within the context of this game that we're playing amongst each other, where Andy's worried about these top two picks, and his number one pick was video games. And I know what my number one pick is, but it's kind of different. And so I'm going to pivot and hope that this one comes back to me.
Interesting.
I'm going to go with my number one pick to be binge watching something. I've been watching it.
You're just looking at stuff that you put into a bin?
Yeah. No, but, you know, video games and binge watching TV shows. It's raining. You got to stay inside. Let's find a great show and...
So I ruined my pick because I said that?
Was that what you wanted?
I wanted television.
Yeah, you did. You ruined it because that was not going to be my pick. Thank you for opening your dumb mouth.
I am unhappy with you. I do get two picks.
You do.
And so one of them, thankfully, I can say movies. And if it's too close to TV for you, then
I'm going
to the movies. It's watching movies on a rainy day. I can go to the movies. I can enjoy a movie.
Sure. I'll allow it.
Yeah, you're going to the movies.
I'm going to the movies.
Yeah, you're safe inside.
Which I just did. It had been too long since I've gone to the movies, because that's like my favorite.
Are great.
My absolute like lifelong favorite pastime has been going to the movies, and then COVID hit.
What'd you go see?
Saw Shazam.
How was that?
The new one. I really enjoyed it. I had a fun time. I like that it's goofy and stupid.
We'll take this off air.
but it was just so nice to go to the movie theater again. I'm gonna do that more.
Okay.
Did you get the sweet
set a goal and then accomplish it?
Was it an AMC hashtag not a sponsor? So did you get that really cool Nicole Kidman? intro video. Yes. That's so ridiculous.
I did. And let me tell you something. She is sitting.
We go to the movies.
She is sitting in chairs that are not in the theater I was in because those chairs looked soups comfy.
Is that super melodramatic?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. My second pick will be, it's an obvious one for me. In part because it's the right pick, and in part because I hope it hurts Jason.
Oh, no.
And it is napping.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good one.
Oh, yeah.
A
dude,
rainy day
that's not on my list.
It's a good
rain nap.
It's cloudy. Oh, yeah. It's overcast. Maybe you got some drops outside, and then you just go off into a nap.
I don't even have to wear a sleep mask in the day.
No.
It's dark
it's,
enough.
It's nice
I just
and dark.
Sleep right there.
Wait, do you wear a sleep mask while you nap?
Only if it's bright in the day. My bedroom has a lot of light in it.
Is it made of satin?
No.
Okay.
Cloth.
Okay. Try satin. All right, Jason, you are back. I assume the pick that you were going with is there.
It is still there, and this is something where I said it was different because most of these are I want to get away from the rain. I want to not get damp, as Mike would say. But I actually love, it's probably my favorite rainy day activity. Like, I binge watch shows all the time. I don't need rain for that. I nap all the time. I don't need rain for that. But this one, I can only do in the rain, which is sitting on the porch with a drink in a rocking chair in the rain. That is
very frustrating.
Oh, yes! I stole both
You did.
Things. Yes!
You did. Funny enough, we're in Arizona. It doesn't rain very much. It did just rain last week, and I went under the patio. I had my coffee, and I was going to tweet that about just how like a coffee under the patio in the rain is elite. And then I remembered
about the draft.
Yes! I remember we were going to be doing this draft, so I literally I did not tweet. Because of this show.
And I got it. And
you got it anyway.
You have to have a drink. And the best part is, it could be anything all day.
Sure.
Your morning coffee, your afternoon tea, your late night.
There has to be sipping.
Yes.
It's sipping in the rain.
Sipping in the rain.
Sipping
in the rain.
All right. That's a good one.
That is upsetting. All right.
And he's out.
Yeah. Well, shoot. So with my next pick here, and this is something for Arizona, you don't frequently get to do it, even though, with new homes and everything, we're obsessed with putting them in Arizona, and that's the fireplace. But when it's raining outside, it tends to be a little bit cooler, and just the overall snuggliness that the rain
atmosphere.
Brings in. Yeah.
It permits
it, fireplace
huh?
is perfect. Just sit, and I'm just going to say, just turn the fireplace on, hang out by the fireplace.
I think it's going to resonate with the listeners.
I
there's
like
a lot of fireplaces out there.
I like that visual. I am curious. When is the last time you have turned on your fireplace?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Right now, I don't have I have my electric fire, my fake fireplace. So that thing goes on a lot, but I don't turn the heat on.
Yeah, no. It's we're in Arizona. I mean,
yeah. All right.
I've had a fireplace in, I think, my last four houses over 15 years. And I don't know if I've ever lit a, like, I remember lighting fires at my home I grew up in as a child. I don't think I've turned one of them on ever.
All right. And then I will follow it up with just a really good rainy day lunch. You got to get the grilled cheese and the tomato soup.
Oh,
out
so you're for looking
a,
for a.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to eat lunch. But, okay. And Jason was, he's right on the.
That's a rainy day meal.
He's right on where it's like, there's these things, I do them all the time. I play video games when it's not raining. But something about the rain makes it feel more special, makes the watching the TV, makes the fireplace. These are things you do. And you have a grilled cheese and a tomato soup. But when it's snuggly out. Mm-hmm. And you get the grilled cheese crisp and the warm soup. It is just, it's extra special.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. And I'm going to go with something that a lot of times when it's a rainy day, you're looking for activities to do that are indoors. Now that could be in your home or that can be out and about. And sometimes you just want to get out, but you've got to stay inside. but it's raining and it's special. To me, that means I want water involved. I am going to the aquarium.
You're going to the aquarium.
I am going to the indoor aquarium, like the big aquatic we've got, you know.
Interesting.
I want to feel like I'm a part of the rain.
You could just go stand
in
it.
But stay dry. No, see, I don't want to get too damp here, Mike.
This one's blowing my mind.
This one, left field can't even be seen from where this one is.
Yeah, no, this is a real good one.
You could have not narrowed it to an aquarium. You could have said, like, gone to museums and, like, all these things.
Well, we know he doesn't go to the museum.
I have museum on my list. I might pick it next.
You're saying you need water to be at the place that you...
I want...
Are you watching television shows that have more water in them?
I can honestly say...
Yeah, like, are you watching Waterworld?
Oh, great movie. That'll be part of my movie marathon, absolutely.
You go Point Break in there?
I can honestly say that when it is raining and I'm looking to go do an activity, it's not even a joke. There's one other thing on my list.
You go to the aquarium?
There's one other thing on my list.
It's one of the weirder things you've ever said.
That, like, I want a somewhat wet environment because it's raining.
I mean, we're all here, right? Yeah, in this place. It's
weird to everybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love you, Jay, but that's weird, bro.
I know my next pick now.
Oh, I know it. I know I won't have
taking
it.
Taking a shower?
All right, I'm going to close out the draft because I got two picks, my draft. And I thought I had it locked and loaded. Now I'm worried about Jason.
Now you want some water. I hear you.
I'm going to go with – there's several good picks. I'm going to go with
– water park.
Board games.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm
going
to go all with
right,
board
all right,
games.
All right, all
right. I was between that and aquarium.
I didn't have aquarium on the list. Hmm. Board games are like, you know, it's the same thing. You're here listening to the rain.
What board games are water themed though?
No, not enough, which is why I didn't go with that, Mike. Am I back on the clock?
You're not.
No.
Okay.
And then for my last one, this is very difficult because I have two that I really want to pick, but I'm going to go with bubble bath.
Yeah, it's very high on my list.
Because that is like, it is a little bit of the, like, it's cold outside.
You've got the water.
It's warm inside. Yes. And you can just, it's like a nap for your body in the water.
I love the pick, Andy. I mean, you've got water involved
in
your rainy day activity. I see
one
that
of the fundamentals.
One of the fundamentals about a rainy day in Arizona is that you want to be with water.
You're next, so I know. Washing dishes is coming up, but go ahead.
No, I'm going to an indoor water park, baby. It's raining outside, and I want to be wet, but I want to be inside. I'm going to an indoor water park. I mean, it's so obvious. How is this not the first pick?
This is just Jason not wanting to go get in rain itself,
no,
but
gross.
Wanting water all over him or around him.
What is this, clean
Have
rainwater?
Have you considered going out into the rain?
Gross. My shirt will stick to myself. Give me a water park with some fun slides.
Do you water park with a shirt on?
No.
Okay.
You should really consider sometime, like, and this is day rain. We're not talking thunderstorms. Stay inside on the thunderstorm. But day rain, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Put on them trunks.
Yeah.
Go on a little walk ski around the block.
Kiss the rain.
So here's what's
kiss
so funny.
Kiss the rain.
My wife and I were talking about this with all sorts of social norms the other day, and things that don't make sense, and they are stupid, and they're just social constructs. They still absolutely exist. If I go walk down my street and I don't have a shirt on, I'm a weirdo. I am straight up a weirdo. If I go
vast majority,
unless
yes.
you have very loud swimming trunks.
Or
that may excuse you going to a neighbor's house to swim.
Even still, I'm going to feel super uncomfortable walking down my street in swim trunks and flip-flops and no shirt.
I can change that whole situation, though.
In just a second. But if I go to a water park, I take that shirt off. I feel comfortable. I feel fine. And everybody else there is doing it.
Yes.
I mean, but that makes sense.
I agree. I'm not saying it. I'm saying I completely agree that these are social constructs that it's no different. I'm around people without a shirt in one place. I'm around people.
It's all about the context.
But it is truly different. And so I want.
If I'm naked in my shower.
Right. But if I go outside, it's like a problem.
Okay.
Next
so how
time,
can you fix this?
Put on headphones. People immediately assume that you are working out.
Oh, no, not with a gut like mine. They're going to be like, that dude doesn't work out.
No, they'll be like, look, dude, good for that guy.
Oh, they're going to think I'm starting my journey.
It would help if you shuffled your feet while they drove by.
He's still in the before picture phase.
Yeah. Just,
this man with size 20 clown shoes just going down the street.
Just make sure your hands are all just on your hips.
Yeah.
Like you're just taking a quick breather.
Oh, man. You know, it is sad that when you see that, you see the before pick workout.
Yeah.
It's like, good for you. Mm-hmm. It's like, good.
You should be doing that.
Yeah. I'm that guy.
All right, Mike. The aquarium wasn't stolen from you, I hope.
Would you like?
It's reading.
Yes.
It's reading.
Yeah.
There's
nothing better.
Now, there's reading, not something.
Preferably by a window.
Yes.
During the rain.
I must hear the pitter patter against gently against the glass pane mm-hmm. window.
It was the best of
and like I should definitely read more, but something about
if it rained more.
The snuggling, like if I lived in Seattle, I would be so well read. I would know everything. Be like, hey, there's a new number one New York Times bestseller. I'm like, yeah.
You got the the blanket pulled up a little bit.
Oh and, yeah. 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 Just enough to cover my toesies.
Books was on the list, Mike. Couple ones that were not mentioned as we close this out. I did have a last minute thought of when I was a kid and it was a rainy day, we built forts in the house.
Oh, for sure.
The house forts with the kids sitting by the window, singing in the rain.
Mm.
Haven't
when's
done
last
that
time?
Really.
I was going to say, when's the last time? I got a mall day or going to the science museum. And mm-hmm. I do mean the science museum because regular museums are boring.
It's funny because yours are very much, you leave the house to go somewhere else in the rain.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I need to get away, but I want to be inside, but I want to be wet.
Only
yeah.
one of yours, the TV one, is inside your own house. Everything else is outside of your house.
No, I've rented a hotel room.
In the rain.
Yeah, in the rain to watch
and
TV.
And I have cocktails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. That'll work for any day.
Yeah. Oh, is it raining? Ah, come here, honey.
Hold on. Did you hear? I heard it. I heard the thunder.
Get the shaker.
The rain's on the way.
He's got the hose spraying over the house. another cozy day with a cocktail. All right. Let's answer this question.
What did we learn today?
I learned that shoes can make me skinnier. The bigger the shoe, the smaller the belly.
I learned that aliens can't take you hostage because we don't convert their currency properly.
Yes, and I learned I've been using the word deflate
just
wrong my entire life.
Disinflate.
You've got to disinflate that.
That'll do it for today's Spitballers podcast. Please tell your friends about the show. Thank you for supporting it, leaving us those wonderful reviews. And we'll be back with another episode very soon.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.